Good morning and welcome back to Nach Yom. Today we're going to be learning Iyov Perek Lamed Gimel. This is the 33rd chapter in the book of Iyov. This is the first chapter in which we actually hear Elihu's actual arguments. Perek Lamed Beis was Elihu's introduction as to why he is arguing and why he waited until now. Now he jumps straight in. Our Perek consists of 33 Pesukim, and he makes some very strident, very strong arguments. One thing which is worthwhile bearing in mind is that although it may sound like some of Elihu's arguments are similar to the three friends of Iyov, they cannot possibly be the same, because Iyov does not respond. Iyov responded very strongly to Eliphaz, Bildad, and Sofer, yet he does not respond at all to Elihu, which means the arguments of Elihu must be in a different category altogether. Let's jump straight in. In the first four psukim, he makes his first point, and in this point he says, listen, Iyov, you have to understand, I'm speaking, as he explained beforehand, from the depth of my consciousness, from the depth of my soul. And the argument that he makes in general is that because he may not have experienced enough, he may not have lived so long as a young man, but he believes that he is sensitive enough to the soul, sensitive enough to his own awareness, latent awareness of God, that when he speaks with that import and that gravity. Right, so he says, "V'ruach kel asasni v'nishmas shakai tachayeni." I have this this spirit of God within me, and that's the credentials that I speak from. By the way, this argument in general is a dangerous argument because there are many people who feel that they are endowed with godly spirit, and they are not speaking from a godly place. But nonetheless, Elihu does feel this is the case. Now, he goes into his second point, which is Pesukim Hey to Zion. In this point, he says, you know what? Im tuchol hashiveni erka lefonai tisiatzva. He says, Iyov, you know, you had argued before in Perek Yud Gimel that you're not going to argue against HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you're scared. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is too powerful. Maybe you're doing this because you're scared of the punishment, or I'm scared of the Romimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you know what? Let me represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. Elihu says, I will be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a human being. You can argue with me. So don't hold back and don't say that you are holding back any arguments from me, because ultimately I'm a human being and I can represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this. So that's his introduction. Now what's the argument? So he starts off by pointing out an argument that Iyov had made earlier on in the Psukim Ches to Yud Beis. He brings up an argument Iyov has made and he throws it down. He says, Iyov, you argued that you never sinned, or if you sinned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put those thoughts into your mind because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bigger than you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, was controlling the system. And Iyov said, and Elihu responds, he says, frankly, Iyov, that's incorrect. Hen zois, lo tzodakta e'eneko. I'm going to answer you, you're just simply incorrect. Ki yirbe eloika mi'me'on enosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bigger than the human being. Don't think, and you can argue on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in black and white terms. You can argue on HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the realm of logic, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bigger than the realm of logic. Now, we have seen that some of the friends of Iyov have said this argument, but now he's going to explain himself. You see, he's going to explain why it is that Iyov is wrong. Iyov, you said, and this is now he gets into his fourth point, Pesukim Yud Gimel to Tes Zion. Iyov, you claim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't explain all the arguments. Madua elov revoisa ki kolderov devarov layane. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never answers you on any of the claims that you made to him. Well, Iyov, that's not actually correct. Ki va'achas yedaber kel uvishtaim lo yishurena. You know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks once, but in two times you don't see him. Meaning, it's not black and white, Iyov. It's not like, you know, nothing in life that Hashem does is explicable. And it's not like everything he does is inexplicable. Sometimes you see the hashkacha of Hashem in your life, and sometimes you don't. Sometimes there's easy times, sometimes there's less easy times. Sometimes you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a dream, and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you see him in a punishment, and sometimes you don't. It's a complex reality. Yo, you make it sound as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu never answers you. No, none of your arguments, none of your dealings with him. Well, let me ask you a question. Have you seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes in your life? And the answer is yes. And that's the very powerful line he says, Hashem may speak once and in two times you may not see him. But it's not all hidden and it's not all explicable. And therefore he gives an illustration. The illustration is found from Pesukim Yud Zayin to Pasuk Chavov. He talks about a person a person starts getting sick. And while this person is sick, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves him. He saves him from perhaps being attacked, being killed by an extraneous force. But then the person gets sicker, they're on their sick bed, and this person now suffers, not fully, meaning some parts of their body are operational, but some parts of their body are not operational. And then they get worse, their sickness and impediment worsens to the point of that you're on the point of where divine agents are going to take away your soul, you're about to die, God forbid. And then, if you have one defendant, one angelic defendant, to present the case of this person, then in that case, finds the person and allows that praklit, that angel who's defending the person to their voice to be heard, and the person returns to the way of their youth, and the person returns to their health. Then praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you look at this case, some of it is explicable. Some of it's not explicable. The person is suffering. Well, truth be told, they did sin. They may have, in fact, done a lot of sinning. But they didn't fully die, and so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect them from an extreme, let's say, an attack from war, that they could have been saved while this was going on. Then the person got worse, but then they were saved. They were saved, even though there are many, many, perhaps, amaros, but one mitzvah was what saved them. You know, the notion of one mitzvah being the idea which can save a person. So there's parts of this which are explicable and parts of which are inexplicable. There's parts which are understood by the human mind. There's parts which are not understood by the human mind. Eov takes this further and he closes the perek, Pesukim Chav Zayin to Lamed Gimel, where he says, take over the message, Yoshar al Anoshim. Look around at people and say, you know, at the end, after going through this, you say to people, you know what? When I was going through that, now looking back in retrospect, I did deserve that. Looking back in that, it was very, very unpleasant. But you know what? There was something I needed to learn from that. There was something I needed to go through that. You did ultimately allow me to come through. And I understand why it is that you put me through that. I understand why it is that you saved me from that. Meaning to say, in the end of the day, all of this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So some of it I understand, some of it I don't understand. And in retrospect, I can understand more than when I was during it. But even afterwards, I don't fully understand all of it. But in the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you saved me, you brought me back to life. And Elihu now challenges Eov. Eov, listen to me. If you have any problems with this, jump in right now. You know, Eov, if you have any answers to the suggestion I'm making, please go ahead. After all, Eov, you did live a very good life. Eov, you did live a life of Hashgacha Pratis. Eov, you lived a life where HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed you because of your good actions. And you understand that part of it. So you may not understand all of it, but don't tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has never answered you. Don't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't explain anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains a whole lot of things. You may not understand all of them, but you certainly understand some of them. And Eov keeps quiet. Eov does not respond to Elihu's first argument. This is the end of the first speech now. I want to just make one quick and interesting point, and that is Psukim Chof Gimel and Chof Dalad should sound familiar to us. Im yesh olov malach melitzei chod. If a person has one angel who is their defendant, mina yelef, even among thousand, like Gidlo Dom Yashor, to say the uprightness of that person. And that agent will prevent them from being taken down to the netherworld. Where do these psukim sound like they're familiar from? The truth is, if you open up Yom Kippur Machzor, the first thing that happens there is the Kaporos process, and there's a special prayer which is said before the Kaporos, and in that are these psukim. And it's to emphasize, as the Shlach HaKadosh says in the Torah, in his Sefer Torah Shebichsav, he says a very beautiful idea, and that is that when a person does any mitzvah, they generate a malach. They generate an angel which is going to be their defendant. Similarly, when they do an avera, they generate a kategor, a prosecutor, God forbid. And that prosecutor, that defendant, are going to be there for the person, which is why we give tzedakah just before Yom Kippur, because we're generating perhaps the necessary angel which could hopefully protect us as we enter Yom Kippur, the Yom Hadin. And that's perhaps what is being said over here. This ends the first of the four speeches of Elihu. We're going to proceed with the next speech, which is the second one, God willing, in the next segment. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.